Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Aaliyah, Anastasia, and Mario with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Trigger warning, listeners are advised that the next segment contains a story of sexual assault. In local news, hundreds of people from around Brisbane gathered on Sunday to walk through Brookfield as a show of solidarity and strength for the young woman who has recently been assaulted in Queensland. Event organizer Emily Hall said that the walk was to draw a line in the sand and to say that the community will not stand for violence against anyone, particularly women. It was reported that someone was assaulted in Brookfield last week, and event organizers were able to mobilize the group in under a week. More in local news, a buyer of a planned apartment building has expressed concern over a complete lack of communication from the developers amidst news one of its business entities had gone into administration. Currently, the proposed Tenerife Bank site found on Skyring Terrace is still sitting cleared, but undeveloped after 2 years since the plan was approved. While parent company Kokoda Property Group said that funding for the Tenerife building was secured, pre-buyers of apartments have been left without any word as to the progress of the currently empty plot.
In national news, authorities are now investigating a second suspected case of H5 bird flu in a feral seal on a key breeding ground off Kangaroo Island, a day after Australia's first case of the virus in a mammal was confirmed. Testing is currently underway to determine whether it has H5 bird flu. The suspected case follows confirmation that a fur seal at Beachport on South Australia's southeast coast had contracted the virus believed to be from wild birds. Agriculture Minister Julie Collins says while the development is concerning, it is not unexpected and that, quote, once the H5 bird flu is spreading in the natural environment, it is not possible to avoid significant losses, end quote. Thus far, no cases of the bird flu has been found on farms and the risk to human health remains low. In more national news, a playground in Geraldton, Western Australia, has been closed in response to the detection of low levels of toxic metal thallium found in the sandpit. The investigation has launched after many locals expressed concerns about the increasing dust that was blanketing homes and businesses. The Department of Water and Environmental Regulation, or DWER, has said the metals like thallium can be released during industrial processes of metal and cement manufacturing. DWER says they would continue to take tests and samples at the Fraser Gregory Park playground and surrounding locations. These results come after the completion of Midwest Port Authority's announcements of the $10 million worth of infrastructure upgrades.
And in international news, oh boy, perennial white right-wing attention seeker Jake Lang and his supporters have been arrested after his planned rally descended into rioting. Lang, a pardoned January 6 rioter, drew the ire of Minneapolis as he and his cronies rallied outside Minneapolis City Hall, holding up a sign that said, quote, Jake Lang loves black people but hates N-words, end quote, from the bed of a ute. The Minneapolis Police Department would later arrest him and associates for probable cause to incite a riot, as two cars in the rally unexpectedly drove onto the sidewalk and towards the crowd of counter-protesters. The arrest wouldn't come soon enough, however, as barricades around the far-right activists broke down, creating a clash which included a person dressed as Spider-Man attacking Lang. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.